It's the show on KJZZ with Mark Brody. I'm Steve Goldstein. You know, sometimes journalism can be a rocky road. I mean, you sometimes have to really mint a complicated turn of phrase and...
Oh, okay, Steve, we get it. You've got ice cream on the brain. But at least there's a good reason for it this time. You and I recently had what was easily the toughest assignment of either our careers, touring and tasting our way through the heart of Cold Stone Creamery. But never fear, they did not just let us loose among the pints.
Hi, my name is Ray Karam. I'm the senior taste master for Cold Stone Creamery, which amounts to research and development in ice cream.
Yep, this guy has the job you know you want. He develops and tastes new flavors of ice cream for a living. We met up with him in his lab.
And yes, he was wearing a lab coat.
But instead of beakers and Bunsen burners, Karam's lab looks a lot like any Cold Stone you'd walk into.
Yeah, we met him there at 9:30 a.m. Mark, you and I were still trying to get rid of the taste of toothpaste from our mouths, but not Ray, as you found out.
I gotta ask you, do you ever get tired of eating ice cream?
Never. Never. In fact, I had some just a few minutes ago before you got here. I love it. I've had it for breakfast. Sometimes I'll be eating ice cream alone by myself, and an idea will spark.
How do you come up with new flavors? I mean, where do these ideas come from?
Sometimes they just rattle around in my head, and I got to get them out. You know, when I did maple bacon, you know, who puts meat in ice cream? But there are other people doing the same thing. These ideas happen simultaneously. So they come from within. They come from whatever the promotion is, the marketing promotion, whether it's a holiday or a celebration or a charity. We do a lot of charity work. And then finally is trends in culinary. We rely on not only everybody in the department watching culinary trends, but salespeople that come to visit us.
So what are the trends in culinary that you guys are looking at right now?
Well, right off the bat, I can tell you that there's lots of movement towards chocolate. There's movement to make the tongue pop, so to speak. In other words, hit all those sensory points on your tongue. You can taste sweet, sour, salty, bitter. Bitter, not such a great one, but the other three, if you can get your tongue firing on all these pistons, it's a great flavor.
But Karam says sales are always there for one of Cold Stone's most popular flavors, cake batter, and he showed us how the magic is made.
So we start off with the liquid ice cream mix.
The mix Karam starts with is sweet cream. He then adds the cake batter flavoring.
Okay, so here we go.
Got a whisk on there.
Whisk. You got to be coordinated in this. You just shake it in.
When I make cake or cookies, I sometimes eat the batter even though you're not supposed to. Do you do that?
Yes, and you can do that with this because it doesn't have any ready-to-eat ingredients. I mean, it has only ready-to-eat ingredients in there. There's nothing raw about this.
Karam then sends the mixture into a machine, starts to freeze it, adds air, and lets it gel into its more familiar form. And a few minutes later...
So this is pan number one. Feel free. I never deprive anybody in the second spoon, including myself.
Now, we should pause here just to say that this was, without question, the most amazing ice cream either of us had ever tasted. It looked like soft serve and was only seconds old when we tasted its chilled goodness.
And then we had to get back to business. Karam wrapped the pan in paper, puts it in the deep freezer, and asks what may be a rhetorical question.
You know, how can you be in a bad mood with eating ice cream? I mean, it's impossible.
By that logic, yeah, Karam's probably in a good mood a lot of the time.
But our interview couldn't just be all cookie dough and crushed peppermint.
Wait, why not?
Well, I had to ask him about the pressure of creating flavors for one of the world's biggest ice cream makers.
I think if I allowed that to happen, mistakes would happen, and we've had very few mistakes over the year. We test exhaustively to make sure this is the one we want to go with and that marketing gets behind it. So, you know, I don't allow that pressure to kind of go, and I just kind of zen it all right in there, you know.
How do you keep ice cream being that kind of American thing? Recently, you know, we had a lot of stories about real estate, and oh my gosh, the American dream is buying a house until the housing market crashed. As people's diets change and whatnot, how do you keep ice cream at the fore of what people want?
You know, I think the best thing is to keep it simple. If you look at the ingredients on our ice cream, they are the simple, most wholesome ingredients you can put in ice cream. I think as long as you don't get too exotic, like sea urchin ice cream, you know, you'll hit the high points and people will love it. So good foundation, good American flavors, you know, using common ingredients in a unique way.
But that doesn't mean Karam isn't thinking about what's next, and no, it doesn't include anything from the sea.
That seems like a missed opportunity, but he is working on a flavor for a certain February holiday.
I'm not a chocolate guy, but I will tell you, I literally crave this.
You just lost half our audience, thanks. Yeah.
Well, but fear not. We have more in this ice cream coming up for Valentine's Day. Our first promotion of the year starts in mid-January, and it's fudge truffle ice cream. And if you've ever had a truffle candy, great sensation, lots of ooh, ah, I love this. Imagine that frozen into an ice cream. And this thing delivers. I've seen women's knees buckle on this thing just by the first bite.
And speaking of bites,
were we?
Well, we are now. Before we left, Karam led us behind the counter to show us how he teaches trainees the tools of the trade.
Let's do a strawberry. I'm feeling strawberry today.
He decides to add sliced strawberries to his strawberry ice cream, as well as chocolate chips and caramel.
All right, so now we do the folding in of the ingredients. Chop up the strawberries a little bit.
But don't let Karam's enthusiasm for making the ice cream fool you. It's all done with a goal in mind.
The best thing to do is eat it.
Mm-hmm. How do you like it? Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of surprised.
Man, it is a real shame he didn't like that, like, at all.
Seriously. And if you can believe it, Ray actually let Mark have a go with the scoopers. You can see what flavor he chose. There's video and a bunch of pictures at kjzz.org.